Answers Magazine, Volume 15.1, page 41. Bible and Culture, Quick Takes. Barbie takes on a new gender. The days of Barbie and Ken getting married and moving into their bright pink mansion are now a thing of the past. Last September, toy giant Mattel launched a line of gender-inclusive dolls. The new line is called Creatable World. Each kit includes one doll and comes with clothing options, accessories, and wigs. The overarching idea is to allow children to style the doll with short hair or long hair and dress it in a skirt, pants, or both. In short, children can choose to make the doll male or female. We see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for, said Kim Comon, Senior Vice President of Mattel Fashion Doll Design. And also, as the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity, we absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules for kids. Mattel consulted with pediatricians and other experts to ensure the doll was truly gender inclusive. Comon added, "Through research, we heard that kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. This line allows all kids to express themselves freely, which is why it resonates so strongly with them. This is just another attempt by members of the LGBT community to make their lifestyles seem normal. When we reject God's word as the ultimate authority to guide us, we're left with no absolute standard, and moral chaos ensues as everyone does what's right in his or her own eyes." Judges chapter 21, verse 25.
The Magic School Bus explores evolution. Miss Frizzle and her students are back, but instead of traveling to rainforests, zoos, or outer space, this time they're learning about evolution. The highly anticipated book, The Magic School Bus Explores Human Evolution, is set to release July 2020. Though in 2017, Netflix released the television spinoff, The Magic School Bus Rides Again. The last time we heard from the book series was 2010. Why talk about evolution now? Author of the series, Joanna Cole, and illustrator Bruce Deegan, explained to PBS NewsHour that the overall goal of The Magic School Bus is to explore controversial topics. 10 years ago, they presented climate change, and now it's time for evolution. In the interview with PBS NewsHour, Cole explains that the book will start with one of the students wishing he knew more about his ancestry. Miss Frizzle answers that wish by taking the kids back in time to meet their very first ancestors. It starts 3.5 billion years ago and brings them from simple cells to modern humans, with lots of amazing stops in between. Deegan expects the book to spark some controversy. There are people who object to evolution because it contradicts their ideas that come out of their religious beliefs. But the decision we've always had is that we have to go with good science, and we should not make it a false equivalency of he said, she said. Let's face it, most scientists believe the planet is billions of years old, and that's a fact. Instead of teaching children that they came from some imaginary first cell billions of years ago, we should teach them the truth of their origin. They were created by God and are descendants of the first two people, Adam and Eve. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. That truth is found in a timeless book, God's Word. New film explores patterns of evidence. On February 18, Tim Mahoney, award-winning director of the popular Patterns of Evidence movies, will release the next edition in the series, The Red Sea Miracle. This will be a special one-night event in 900 theaters across the United States. Mahoney takes a bold stand on biblical authority and presents amazing evidences that confirm the Bible's veracity. Mahoney's other documentaries, The Exodus and The Moses Controversy, examine the history recorded in Exodus. Both films assert that the accounts of Moses' life and writings, including Genesis and Exodus, must be accurate if we're to trust the New Testament accounts of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the new film, Mahoney combines on-location explorations in Egypt and Saudi Arabia with lifelike computer-animated dramatization to reveal what the Bible says and what Mahoney has discovered about whether Moses actually crossed through the Red Sea. He also interviews top-level secular and biblical scholars in his search for clues that support the Bible's timeline for this pivotal event of history. Where did the Hebrew people cross? Does the evidence support that they passed through the depths of the Red Sea? And why does this seemingly impossible event matter? Find out in this latest Patterns of Evidence film. Immediately after the film, an expert panel, including Ken Ham and Tim Mahoney, will be part of a post-show discussion for audiences in all 900 theaters. For more information about the film and to find a participating theater near you, visit patternsofevidence.com.